or paper sack or mm-hmm. paper container.
Mm-hmm.
Used to, there was a lot of boxes and baskets.
Mm-hmm.
But they in little kegs or apple boxes and things mm-hmm. like that. They're different. Wood is got out of style because it was too much to pay for it, the price.
Mm-hmm.
So they fix those, and now they use a lot of plastic
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
containers.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right, if it's paper, made out of paper, would you call it a bag or a sack or either one?
Well, it's either, you could call it either one. Most of the time it's a egg crate or box of eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And
what about bag or a sack that was made out of cloth? What would you call it?
Sometime on flour we call it a flour sack.
Mm-hmm.
Where the cloth is made out of jute or something like that, we call it a jute sack and a croaker sack.
Now earlier you said toe sack. Is that the same thing?
Toe sack is made out mostly out of some form of jute or
mm-hmm.
It's a woven mm-hmm. thing and kind of like a seagrass rope. I don't know just all it's made out of, but I think some of it is made out of just fine little splinters of wood.
Mm.
And mostly that coker sack was, or a toe sack, was made out of some form of jute grass.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I was studying and wrote a sermon for the paper to publish in that, and I knew better, but I never have always called the cloth that Christ is wrapped in when he was a baby swaddling cloth, which I had taken without looking up to be mm-hmm. a form of a like a toe sack that we have now.
Mm.
But it's not.
What is it?
It's a strips of cloth that they use for a barrel, and they call it swaddling because it was winding.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's what he was wound in when he was born.
Mm.
And placed in the trough or crib.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got it there. I'm going to use that Wednesday night talking about that. Is, you see, this was for barrel.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little aside of what you don't know, but you get it anyway. This is free of
right.
charge.
I'll take it.
You see, when Christ was born,
mm-hmm.
they started then for his burial.
Mm-hmm.
The doctrine starts there. You see, this cloth, swaddling cloth, means that he was born to die.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, then whenever he was buried, Joseph wrapped him in, said, white linen, strips of white linen, which is still a burial cloth.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing as swaddling cloth?
Same thing,
mm-hmm.
only I would judge, or just reading between my mind, I didn't find anywhere it was different, but I judge you, the first over there was coarser cloth than the last, because it said linen at the last.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There wasn't linen over the first.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew that the myrrh that the third king gave was burial, a token of burial, but I didn't know that about the swaddling cloth, so that's really
and,
interesting.
Frankincense points to that, too.
Frankincense
There's
does?
Four things.
Yeah.
Let's see. Frankincense is the first one.